Establishment media admit terrible jobs report a worrisome sign for Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on December 3, 2021. The establishment media admitted President Biden's terrible Friday jobs report was a disaster. As the American economy only added 210,000 jobs in November. The report was so poor, CNBC originally did not put the actual number in their headline. Job growth disappoints in November despite high hopes. The title originally read before it was updated to include with a gain of just 210,000. CNN said the jobs report was a disappointment, with Americans not going back to those customer-facing jobs. It's not a job problem. It's a worker problem, CNN noted. You see 210,000 jobs add back, that's less than half of what economists were expecting. The Republican National Committee's War Room clipped the segment from CNN. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was questioned on MSNBC about the number being a little off. "Well, I know this sounds a little archaic, but I cannot comment on them until 9:30," she said to avoid speaking about the terrible numbers. CNBC's Rick Santelli dubbed Biden's job report a huge miss. 210,000 on non-farm payrolls, a huge miss, Santelli said. And if we look at what is going on with the change in manufacturing, 31,000. That is also a bit of a miss. Fox Business also reported Biden's jobs report as a big miss. The estimate was for a gain of 550,000, so this was a weaker than expected report, the network said. Chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, Peter Baker, said the jobs report is another worrisome sign for Biden because the results were well below the 500,000 gain that had been expected. "That's been one of the biggest problems in this country, where real wages or inflation-adjusted wages are falling," Fox Business analyzed. So again, even with that slight miss, it does speak to many people's wage gain are not keeping up with the inflation they are facing. America's employers slowed the pace of their hiring in November, adding 210,000 jobs, the fewest in nearly a year, the Associated Press wrote. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.